Blog Talk Radio.
And today's guest is Bill Gabbert, who is the CEO of the Franchise Opportunity Jungle Quest. And Don, I think I'm up. I wanted to ask Bill a little bit about what types of characteristics, Bill, do you think make a successful Jungle Quest franchisee?
That's a great question. We're looking, typically they're individuals who are looking for something different rather than a retail type of just opportunity.
Right.
It's very unique, and because this is a ground-up opportunity, these are very very high-end type of entrepreneurial individuals who want to get on the ground floor of a new franchise concept. It's got a different market niche that
right.
we discussed earlier. So they're typically individuals that have kids who love kids, obviously, who love being around kids.
Right, absolutely.
And we're getting a lot of married couples that specifically don't want to travel, that want to stay homebound, that like the community and are very involved in the community as
right,
well.
That's interesting. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Bill, what once someone's awarded a franchise, what's the process like, someone starting up a Jungle Quest?
Well, you know, when they first start up, and obviously the site selection is critical. So as we go through this process, it can take anywhere from 4 to 6 months to get operational before you open those doors. The area development as far as the real estate location is provided in-house by us. We actually help pick the site. We will fly to that location, work with commercial brokers in the area. The franchisee obviously buys into this as well.
Right.
Once we get the location, we have a fabrication company out of Wisconsin that does a lot of other franchise chains that fabricates the jungle from Wisconsin and then delivers that fabrication to the construction site where the construction team's waiting to build the jungle.
Right.
And then from that point on, we get our marketing team involved and our PR team involved, and we take them all the way through fruition, all the way to grand opening.
That's something.
And as far as employee hiring, you know, usually what's the average amount of employees needed at a Jungle Quest location?
You know, we hire, and they're part-time, we'll hire, like I mentioned earlier, 16-year-olds to 23, 24-year-olds. These are juniors and seniors in high school to college students getting their child development degrees or business degrees that are out there that are looking for a fun summer, something that's not just behind a fast food QSR counter.
Right.
They're actually active with the kids, and they swing as the kids do. Every kid's harnessed up, so as these employees have to be very active, and it's very physical. So we don't have too many lazy staff members like that.
Right. It seems like it would be a fun job, though. Yeah, like you
it
said,
really
no one's standing around. They're working with kids.
It's interesting. I've got teenagers, so my kids are asking me when the first Jungle Quest is going to open in Denver, other than our mother store that's here. The mothership that's here, and so they can start working at Jungle Quest. But it's about 30 to 35 kids will support a Jungle Quest, and their name's on call so that these kids can work up to 32 hours a week in the summertime and work evenings and weekends during the school year.
Right.
That's something.
It's like a mini amusement park. I used to work at a pretty large amusement park here in New Jersey. It seems like it's a lot of the same principles involved, or at least with the employee hiring, a lot of part-timers. But this isn't a seasonal business. I mean, this is year-round business.
It is year-round business. And in Colorado, we have school systems that are on quarters that typically are not just – they're year-round schools, and then we have schools that get out at summertime, and they have the whole summer off. So we do have summer camps for the kids and daycare camps as well that we provide for families.
Right, absolutely.
So you've been in franchising a long time, and it's pretty impressive. What advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise?
Do your homework. I think that's the number one issue is do your homework. Check out your layout of your area. Make sure that find out who your competitors are, anybody else that's in the business, in our business. Validation is critical.
Right.
Call whether it's one franchisee that they have in the system, or call as many as you can and ask them questions. How is training? How's the support from corporate? making sure that the investment meets your goals down the road and your family's goals down the road.
Right, absolutely. Right. It's been a common theme of the show too, Bill, is due diligence, you know. Is a lot of the experts that we've had on the show, they always, you know, go back to the same thing, is do your homework, you know. It's just such a common but important response, you know. Absolutely.
Before we came on, Bill, Marty and I were, and I think you heard some of it, we didn't complete it, but we were going over, you know, 10 signs of a great franchise. And,
right.
Yeah, I mean, it's important, you know, for someone to not only know themselves, what they want to do, but to make sure they do their full due diligence. You know, it's critical.
You guys were right on. I was listening to that. And, you know, the franchisor on the other side is also doing their homework regarding the candidate that's looking to be awarded that franchise.
Exactly. And I guess you find that out at Discovery Day. Bill, is that how it works? I guess you kind of, you know, they kind of get to know you and you kind of get to know them.
Exactly. And again, on Safari Days is what we call it. We actually, you know, go through a process that it's a greet and meet type thing. It's more getting to know each other. It's educational from their standpoint that they're going to touch and feel us and get the warm and fuzzies, as well as this a partner because it's a marriage. It's a relationship for 5, 10, 15 plus years.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, that's the analogy we give all the time, is comparing it to a marriage. From all your experience, Bill, you know, from doing this, you know, 27 years, what characteristics do you think make successful entrepreneurs? Have you noticed one key element, or?
You know, it's great because there's an oxy there. Entrepreneurs are great to have when you get started in the system, but it is a system that you need to follow. If you follow the franchisors in any franchise system,
right,
and you follow the franchisors' methods, you will be successful. If you become too entrepreneurial and you try to reinvent the wheel, it's a
dangerous
issue.
Right, absolutely. So follow the system.
Point, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had a quick question, too. It's the, you know, with this type of franchise, a lot of physical activity going on. What's the, for a franchisee, what type of insurance do they have to take out?
You know, that is a great question. We do have a national insurance liability program for the franchisees. They are required to carry that, of course. If we have had very few incidents over the last 12 years. Specifically, we've had 3 insurance claims over the last 3 years. And because it's all, again, about safety. So the insurance itself is less than $1,000 a month for our franchisees to carry a total insurance liability package.
That's very few things that have happened. You've had tens of thousands of kids going through the Jungle Quest store. So, yeah,
well,
I mean...
And it's the ratio of guides per kids. Most states require 14, 15. It's just like a daycare facility. And we'll typically have 8 kids per 1 guide. And so they're always watching the surroundings and their environment around them.
Right, absolutely. Bill, what are Jungle Quest plans for the future? What do you see your guys in 5, 10 years down the road?
You know, we have an opportunity in the U.S. To open up anywhere between 350 and 500 locations. We have international applications as well, because wherever there's kids and
that's right.
You know, and there's an opportunity, and of course there is a monetary area as well. We can't go into countries or areas that the kids the parents can't afford to come in. However, we do at Jungle Quest have days where we do open it up to a community will help develop the community that can't afford a Jungle Quest party.
Right. Absolutely, that's something. What's the best way to get in touch with you, Bill?
Well, the best way is that go to our website and check us out at www.junglequest.net. My email address is just wgabbard@junglequest.net.
Okay.
And our 800 lines are always open, and that's 866-420-4140.
Fantastic. And we'll post it up on the website. I want to thank you so much again for coming on the show, Bill. You've been a fantastic guest, and I'm excited for your franchise opportunity. I think you guys are going to be huge, so we're going to have you back.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Come to New Jersey, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Don, and thanks, Marty.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great day today.
All right, sir. Thank you.
That was a great concept, huh, Don?
Yeah.
It's even more exciting, you know, so I think we're going to see a lot from those guys.
Yeah, I'm always a big believer in these little niche franchises, something unique.
Absolutely.
Now they're newer, so you got to be careful, but they've assembled such a great team of
And that's the thing, too, I wanted to mention to them, too, is they have such a strong team over there, too. Just, you know, the staff that we met, I mean, just a little nice bunch of guys, and they really know their stuff, too, you know, so.
That's so important. I mean, you
absolutely.
Have so much people with all that franchise background. I mean,
right.
I think there's nowhere to go but up with them, and
absolutely.
I'm sure they'll have some tremendous growth, so we'll keep an eye on that.
Absolutely. So hopefully, as you say, they come to Pennsylvania and New Jersey soon, you know. So anyway, you did a great job, Don.
Thank you.
And I guess we'll be talking next week.
Yeah, we'll finish off that 10 signs of a great
franchise. Absolutely, we'll get to it. Again, go to franchiseinterviews.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take care, Marty.
Take care, Don.